Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey there, After Buzzers. Welcome to another fabulous episode of HBO's Divorce. We are going to break down this week's episode and we're going to find out, will Diane cheat on Nick? What's going on with Francis and Diane as well in the art gallery and so much more. So it all begins now here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey there, After Buzzers. Welcome to another episode of HBO's Divorce. This is season two, episode three, Worth It. I am Miriam Gonzalez, and to my left are my lovely ladies.
Hi, Fern Ronay here.
I'm Monica Lovelace, and you can catch me at Upfront with Mo on all platforms.
What's up? I'm Katie Foley, and you can follow me everywhere. Just don't stalk me at Katie Did What Now.
Tonight, we're breaking down this episode, and so much is going on as we follow Francis and Robert's journey in the world and their land of divorce. First of all, Robert and his new adventure of being a working man for the man, and he's just not cut out for it. And we see him in the beginning. Now he's working for Nick, trying to put together this pizza oven. Nick and his newfound
culinary adventures.
Yes, his newfound adventures with cooking. So now that he's getting Robert to put in this pizza kitchen, which clearly he is not cut out to do, and we see that a little later in the episode, but. He's come to a crossroad now where he's got to make a decision as far as, he's got the apartment now, he's selling the house. He's got to make some choices as far as where he wants what he wants his future to look like. And we saw in the last episode, he's making some better choices, although some of them are slightly questionable. But he's making some better choices, and we see that he gets approached to possibly sell his house. What did you ladies think of Jackie?
I thought she was hilarious. I was like, I want her to sell my house. She's just so ballsy and she's pretty. And I was like, these two are going to like each other. Mm-hmm. And I love the way it all wrapped up. I know we're not there yet, but the way she admitted what she was doing was awesome.
Yeah, she's a great character. And so we have Robert inside of the house and, he's fixing up this house. She's coming to see it a little bit early. And he kind of gives her the heads up because she's looking for a house for her and her kid. And right away, she's like, no, this isn't the house for me. It doesn't have double sinks. I love her brutal honesty. She's like, I need it to be capable of holding dishes for 5 days. Dirty dishes for 5 days. Because sometimes you get really super busy, especially if you're like a super single working mom with a kid. I don't know anything about either one of those things.
Me neither.
Neither do I. But I can only, just even being a single person working a lot.
Right, having a dog.
Right. Yeah. Dishes sometimes add up, so that extra sink is really important, so that way you at least have a clean foundation. And she kind of cuts him down, and she's like, no, this house isn't going to do. And he decides to intercept the situation and says, look, I have a house for you. But, I don't want to be the poacher, so this is what we're going to do. How about you come see it, and if you like it, then we can work something out. And so they do a sneaky exchange. And then
it's like a drug deal. It was hilarious.
It really was.
on the low. Meet me at the corner.
Yeah. It was cute, though, when he was like, oh, no, I cannot let you see this house, really. She's like, oh, okay. All right. I got what you're laying down.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
But we see that she goes to see the house, and right away she is just slicing him left and right, which is he already has his ego hurt in so many ways at this point. So for another woman to come in and just freaking machete the hell out of him was heartbreaking. All right, give it to me. Give it to me.
Wrap with Mo.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought he liked it. I think he's that type of personality that needs that personality to kind of cut dry straightforward. Because he is. Like, he walks around, even before we saw him walk around chasing her when she was at her open house and, like, letting her know everything that's going on in his life. He did that before to the other real estate lady who was like, calm down, I'm trying to sell your house. Like, get out. He needs that. He needs somebody that's going to be cut dry. I think the combination is great for him.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think that she cut him down anyway. He actually needs that type of personality.
I would agree with that, too. I mean, if you think about the pilot, right? The first scene of the pilot.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, giving it to Frances, and she's like, uh-huh, and she's just, you know, brushing her teeth, and then the moment he walks away, she flips him off. You know, she wasn't up front with him. For years, she wasn't up front with him. So he needs a woman who's got those kind of balls to be up front with him.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually... That's a good point. Yeah, I think that's going to be a great chemistry.
Honesty is definitely important. I totally see where you're coming at with that, because you're right. You have Frances, who is kind of whiny and naggy and annoying and bitchy. And
well, she's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, she's a very passive aggressive person, and he is a very forthright, straight front person. And the fact that he has a ballsy woman that's coming to him, like, this is how it is. Like, there's no holds. I don't need to explain nothing to you. This is what I feel. I'm actually lowballing you, but this is the case. I think that makes for great chemistry. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a perfect... And she's pretty on top of that. So it just made for a perfect, I think, a match.
I really like her as a person, as an actress. Like, her on How I Met Your Mother, and then on Ugly Betty, like... This is a nice, it's a great role for her, because it shows her quirkiness, but it's a different character for her as well, I think, a little bit. But for him, he needs that challenge, you know, and we see that when he finally gives in and he's like, look, fine, you know, I'm going to go with your lowball offer. And then he does the same thing back to her, but during her open house.
Right.
Like, what a dick, you know? He's like, you know, my craftsmanship and this IKEA furniture, and everyone's like, what in the house? You know what I mean?
But Jennifer missed the beat. She was like, it's from a cabinet maker in New York.
Right.
So that's why they have great chemistry. That thing you can't pinpoint, but I think she also is such a good character for him, because she's not passive. She's not passive aggressive, and I think she could be perfect for him.
Yeah, she could. I definitely loved that whole scene with that whole chemistry and everything. It was, I felt like it was a match made. Just even how they went back and forth with each other when she, you know, went to go see his house, and she was like, you know, I would have to tear up all this stuff. And then when he went to her open house and he was like, I have these back problems and you need to give me my money. It was great. They understand each other. They get each other. They may not know it right now, but they totally get each other.
I like how he's like, I have a lower lumbar problem that needs some capital right now. He's like, I have to give in to you. And, you know, of course she pulls him aside and she's like, look, I was lowballing you. The fact that she was once again honest with him. She's like, I was lowballing you. I was in love with your kitchen. And what did he say? He's like, I just want someone to say, Jesus, I've got to have sex with this house. So, you know, he says to her, so you want to have sex with my house? She's like, I'll blow it and see how I feel.
Right.
Which, I'm like...
They're perfect.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Can't wait.
Not have sex in the house, but have sex with the house. I love the specificity of that.
Yeah, they're perfect for each other.
Well, we see a little bit later in the show, he's sitting and he's talking with Nick about the fact that he's kind of taken with how she's into the renovations and really kind of in tune with him and the situation, and it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
Yes, I definitely want to see what happens with them. That's going to make for a great combination.
I hope she's on many more episodes.
Yeah,
have to look.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we have Nick, of course. Nick, of course, is sitting with Robert, and, you know, not professing his problems, but kind of having these epiphanies now, where he's like, you know, and it's funny because at first he's like, Robert's like, are you having another heart attack or something? Is your heart going to fail you or something like that? And when I watched it the second time, I was like, oh, he's getting choked up in the fact that he's about to admit this epiphany he's having to Robert. And it's the fact that he's been a shitty friend. Mm-hmm. Let's just come out with it. He's like, I've been a terrible friend. You know, I haven't been nice to you. I've been kind of...
put you down.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, for me, I know cooking is really super therapeutic. I can see why he's doing it, but it's to the point where it's become... they went from, like, this whole, we don't talk to each other, let's have sex thing, him and Diane, to now he is completely ignoring his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we see that when she comes in the sexy red lingerie, and wow, Molly Shannon, holy
shit. Damn, girl. Damn.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, she's really trying now. She's like, hi, husband. Hello. She's like, I'm trying to be sexy and fun and flirty and, you know, used to love my, you know, my boobs and whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'll like him again, but I have to really work on my knife skills. What?
Right. I think this is a great storyline for this title, Divorce. Mm, like, yeah. I feel like this story, their story kind of shows, it shows why people get divorced and how they, like, kind of start... not looking at each other anymore because you start to get very familiar with your spouse, and over so many years you have to work to get, you know, certain things. But now he's just totally ignoring her. He's confessing to Robert that he's been a bad friend, but he's not confessing that he's been a bad husband.
Exactly. Right.
So that's when people go looking elsewhere.
It's almost like the tables have turned because, you know, he was actually nicer to Diane after that whole shooting incident in season one. And then he was such a dick to Robert, and now it's like the tables have totally turned, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking he has all of these epiphanies about everything else, but what kind of husband he's been.
Right.
Yeah. So what kind of friend he's been, what kind of stressed out investment banker he was, what kind of... But not his wife.
I feel it's funny to me because it's like, to me, I honestly didn't think he was that bad of a friend to Robert. Like, Robert was asking for money and he didn't have money himself. Clearly, he doesn't even know how to handle money.
It's true.
So if you don't know how to handle money, yes, I'm going to question going into business with you, period.
Yeah.
So in that regard, I don't think he was a dick to him as a friend or an asshole in any type of way. But he needs to check himself being married because that's what's going to cause her to go outside of the marriage, as we see. She's tiptoeing. She's tiptoeing.
The question is, and you guys, let us know. You can comment below on the YouTube link site and, you know, tweet at us as well. You can also tweet at us at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter. And then we'll give our handles afterwards as well. Why do you think it is that he is dancing around dealing with Diane? Because Andrew said it best in the last episode to Francis. He's like, we're both divorced and we should be, but they're the ones that are clearly should be divorced. What is keeping them together? Are they so comfortable that they just can't be apart? Are they so codependent?
It's codependency. Mm-hmm. Like, you get comfortable with somebody after so many years. That's anybody.
And I think she's extremely insecure and would be terrified to be alone. And I think, also has his insecurities and his fears. So they're, codependent.
Right, this is also his second marriage. So maybe he just doesn't want to go through the divorce process again, you know? He's just over it.
And I think, I also think that she is very codependent on always having people around. Like, we saw that when she was like, I am busy. I am doing stuff.
Right.
When he was like, you need to get you a hobby.
Yeah. Right.
And she was like, well, I do have a hobby. I'm working at the gallery. And, you know, she loves to have that social life. And she likes that life. And sometimes as women, I feel like if we get acclimated with a certain lifestyle, it's hard to...
Wasn't it Chris Rock who said you can't go down in lifestyle? Like, you can't go down
it's
in lifestyle.
It's hard to see yourself stepping out. Like, what am I going to do? Like, really, I didn't carry the finances, and that's really big. So, I don't know. I think she's going to cheat eventually.
I also think that Nick's kind of asexual.
Yeah, he's kind of old.
But he also, I mean, he doesn't really make eyes at, like, other women. He's not like the other male character. It seems like he doesn't really care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's so true.
He's, like, nor here nor there. He's right. Like, I'd rather be cooking. I'd rather get a big dog. I'd rather be with my friends doing pizza ovens. Yeah. Like, anything but.
Either that or.
All right, give it.
Or he is not. He is. He would agree with the divorce, but doesn't want to, like, he's no longer into Diane. He just does not want to admit that.
Yeah. He probably would lose a lot more if he did divorce her. Because he mentioned in the last episode, he's like, I wish my ex-wife would give me back my name instead of running around with it. Who knows if he has a prenup or anything.
Right.
She could take him for half.
And she's capable of being crazy.
Yeah.
I think she does need a hobby. I feel like she has nothing. She needs a hobby or a career or something to boost her confidence. She's so... You know, feel like this whole episode is about worth, and she has like such low self worth. She's like, I'm good at things, nobody recognizes it. If she had a job or a hobby doing things that she loves, which seems like socializing and partying, which is fine, be like a party planner, do something.
Right.
But she needs something to figure out who she is and feel better about herself.
Right, because she's meddling in other people's business, and she's meddling in her husband's business. She's also meddling, obviously, in Francis's business, as
Poor
we see
Francis.
In this episode. Yeah, we're trying to, you know, get her to, you know, sell the pelts. And
but I feel like that's also because she's not getting paid attention at home by her own
husband. Yeah, exactly. This is true. Exactly. Her legs were in the air.
Exactly.
It'd be a different ballgame.
Compensation.
She's like, what article?
So what do I have to do? Like, all of these years, clearly he's been taking care of her, and she's just been sitting around. I mean, this is why she shot at him anyway, because he just is an asshole towards her, period.
Yeah.
All right, let us know what you guys think. Tweet at us. Let us know. Comment below. We want to know what you think. But, you know, as moving forward with Diane going into the art gallery situation, you know, of course, we'll circle back with Frances and how she evolves into this next journey that she's going to venture into. But, you know, Diane's like, oh, I'm going to take, you know, Frances to Harlem to this, you know, socialite party, which that's her thing. She's a socialite. Mm-hmm. She hangs out with the hoity-toities that like to spend lots of money on ridiculous pieces of art. And like, is that a penis? Is that like a balloon animal? And it's like a balloon animal. And the other one was like a piece of crap.
One of the co-stars in the episode I actually went to college with. Whitney Brown. She's one of the girls on the staircase.
How funny. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you tweet her?
No, I didn't. Oh, but I will, Whitney. I saw you, girl.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have them going into this art gallery. I mean, the socialite party in Harlem, and, you know, they're trying to promote the art gallery, and clearly Diane will do anything to get the attention. She's out to get any kind of attention, so now she's focused on, she can't get attention at home, she's trying to get attention for the gallery, to the point where she's like, I'm totally going to sell my girlfriend out, and because she put down the money to back Frances up, she's like, I got us a $2 million piece of art to, like, show in our thing. And it's funny because when she was first talking to the first woman, DJ, she was like, oh, it's in Hastings, upstate New York. It's like, no, it's not upstate New York, but, you know, it feels like that when you live in the city.
Right.
You know, and it's how do you get that type of crowd buying art in a smaller town outside of the city? How do you bring them there?
Wait, I can't take the subway there. I take the Metro North. Do I need a passport for that? That's their thoughts, you know?
Do it's I have like, to get in the gym name?
Right. It's like Fern lives in Marina and she's coming to the Valley for the show. I mean, you know, same thing. Yeah, same struggle.
I want to say I don't believe that. I don't get the vibe that Diane is struggling for attention. I think she's struggling to figure out what she's good at. Mm. And since she doesn't want to feel like she loaned Frances the money, she wants to feel like she's a part of the gallery. And she wants to bring in, like, when she walked in and she said, oh, we only sold one. We got to go to this thing. If we put a $2 million piece in, people are going to come. These people are going to come. And these are the people that are going to spend money.
Yeah.
So I think she knows that she's good in those type of crowds where they do spend ridiculous amounts of money on whatever. But, you know, Francis keeps iterating that you're not an owner. Like, you just loaned me the money. So I think she's just trying to find her purpose in life mm-hmm. as far as, like, okay, my husband is not paying attention to me. Like, nobody's taking me seriously. Like, I need to do something for someone to take me seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we'll rewind back for a second with Diane. I do think she's looking for attention because we see her strip in the window. In the window. Yes. Hi, neighbors. Hi. In my bathrobe. Like, let me show you my goods.
No, I can't agree with that. She is.
That was a stranger walking a dog.
If you're used to being a sexual being, yes. I'm going to just say this. If you're used to being a sexual being, like, if you're not getting it at home. You like, you don't, I feel like eventually, just like they say about men always cheat type thing. Eventually you're going to push her somewhere else. And a little show in the window from the neighbor that you see is paying attention to you. I mean,
keyword attention.
Exactly.
But it wasn't, but it wasn't like she,
before she flashes, like she wouldn't flash that guy with Nick standing right there. So that's doing something behind his back. That
right. But would Nick ever go to therapy? I could never imagine Nick going to therapy. I think it would be him like admitting a failure or something, you know?
But I feel like they have to do something before you do something behind your spouse's back.
They're clearly not going in that road or direction.
So maybe maybe Nick wouldn't care. He'd be like, good, like get satisfied like that area of your life
think
somewhere
sadly
else.
Sadly enough, Nick wouldn't even notice. If Nick was in the same room, he wouldn't even notice what was going on.
Right, that's
you know?
How I feel. She could have flashed the neighbor and he not even noticed.
Like Nick wouldn't even notice.
Nick says that when she doesn't when she wakes up on the couch from her delicious high.
I felt so bad for her.
Like, she's not drinking right now. Am I right on that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She's not drinking, but she's sure
partying
in the edible weed city situation. And it was like, oh, do you want the horny edible? Do you want the giggly one? Or do you want the, I'm going to get fucked up tonight one? And she's like, let's get fucked up. Because she's not, you know? And she's having to deal with this disconnect with her husband sober. Before, she was like, la, 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 which is why they would fight, and, you know.
And that's probably why she's taking off her robe to somebody else.
Yeah, she was like, I'm sorry I didn't get in bed, and he's like, I didn't even notice. Yeah. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah. He did not notice, and that
he's
plays.
Super rude to her. Like, I can see her cheating. I would give her a pass for cheating.
So do you think they should get divorced?
Yeah.
I honestly think that they should be divorced.
Yeah. I do too.
But if she cheats,
so maybe
she gets a pass.
Divorce is really about that. The whole show is really about
it. Right?
Tell us what you guys think. We really want to know. But I just feel like because of the lack of attention or because of the situation that's happening at home, she's now focusing her energy onto the gallery, which is not a bad thing because in all honesty, she did invest money. Mm-hmm. And even though, and that's the thing, you should never mix business with pleasure.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in that because things get really sticky. And we see that when they're at the party. She's like, look, let me pull you. Can I talk to you a second? She's like, I don't care what other people like. This is about my taste.
Right. Yeah.
We are not a partner. I see this as mine. This is my gallery, which Diane's like, so hurt by that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is. You know, when you go and you do a business arrangement and you get a loan or you get money, it's like...
Right, a loan is like, you're not going to get part of the profits. You're giving me a loan and I'll pay it back to you.
Yeah, I don't know what
she
says.
She's like, I'm an investor, so like that means they'll split the profits. Right. That's not the
arrangement.
Because
did we ever see a scene of them drafting up contracts?
Right.
No, she has no say.
My God, this show has so many good life lessons. Do not take money from friends. Yes. Do not go into business with friends. It gets so sticky.
Yeah. It can. Yeah.
And we see that because then they deliver that pelts, which is a big, giant, shiny piece of poop. And the delivery guy's like, yep, but it's a pelt. Who cares, dude? Right. And people are very impressed by that type of art. But not that art is not for everyone, which let's rewind and take it back a little bit. So, which I really like the Andrew guy for her. For Francis.
Know. He seems sweet.
Right.
I love it. I love that you don't love it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. I mean, we saw in the last episode that he was like, No, you shouldn't date. No, you first he asked her if she was on Tinder and swiping, which is hilarious. And he's like, you shouldn't date. You're a mess. You're a mess. Don't date. And he asks her to come and, you know, appraise his art, which is, that's great. That's up her alley. That's her thing. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't recognize any of the artists. And then fast forward, he's like, so, you want to have dinner? You know, like he asks her out. And she actually turns him down. And I was like,
I like him and I think he seems sweet. And I think she should eventually, like, keep him in the Rolodex or whatever the future. But I'm glad she said no, because if you know, like, you do need some time alone. If she had just dated him right after getting divorced and it was working out and going along the, you know, smooth road, you might not know for real if it's really that you really like him, you really are falling in love with him, or you're just satisfying your loneliness. So once you're alone for a while,
then you know.
Then, and you
when I feel better on your own. She had learned that lesson with her lover.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting his name. The guy from
Twilight.
Julian. There we go. Yeah. Uh-huh. When that didn't work out, I think that she, you know, kind of learned her lesson. And that's why I think Robert has jumped into that dating scene sooner than she has, you know? She's already gotten a little taste of it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. The good part, or the cool part, was is he had a lot of really interesting art, none that she recognized, but she fell in love, or was really taken by one piece. Mm-hmm. And we see her passion and her dedication to the fact that she really wants, she loves art, and that she's dedicated to her gallery, and she really wants to make it work. And she finds that one painting by Sylvia McDonald, and she goes on a full-on adventure through this episode trying to find the right Sylvia for this painting. And she hunts her down on YouTube. She goes through the phone book. And she actually goes to Sylvia's job. And that was the funniest scene to me, because anything to keep the conversation going. She's like, can I get 2 rolls of quarters? Yeah. Can I change for this?
Right.
And it was to the point where Sylvia was like, you are at my place of business. But I loved how when they go outside and, you know, art for some people is really private, you know, like journaling. Certain things are really intimate for someone. And we see later on why it's such a big deal for Sylvia. But at that point, when Sylvia says to Frances, she's like, it's like you coming to me after knowing me for 10 minutes and like, let me see your labia.
Right.
Like, you think you deserve to see my labia just because you've talked to me for 10 minutes and you've seen, like, a flash of it or whatever? Like, no. No, I'm not showing you my stuff. Like, no. And, but she's really taken by the artwork. And we see her, like, Sylvia asks her, she's like, well, what did you like about it? And she starts going into some of the detail, where she's like, I like the markings and I love the coloring. And Sylvia's like, and?
Right. Can we take it all the way back on Frances?
Yes.
This scene opened, where was the fuck you with her and her daughter?
That was...
like, they did not pick up from there all. Like, she started in the bathroom, like, and then she went and appraised his paintings, or she walked, like, they even made the scene where Robert stopped in front of her, and she was walking, and they didn't even see each other. So... what are we doing with that? We totally missed that whole, like, where is her daughter? How is she feeling now? And we went straight into this. They added a new character.
I think, and we'll definitely get into a lot of that in predictions, because it's like, they're adding so much, I feel like they're adding so much depth to these characters and layers, because it's like, okay, she's starting now, this is the art gallery, and here this character, Andrew and Sylvia, they're two new people that'll contribute to her art gallery, which is part of her journey in becoming the single parent. And being the single parent, we will readdress, or they will readdress
the situation
with the kid, because that's going to be, I'm sure, a whole another episode.
Because otherwise, Lila ran away. I mean,
for all we know.
For all we know.
Right.
She's MIA in this episode, like, as was Dallas.
Did she storm out or what? Like, you know, I threw it all the way off, sorry. But back to the painting. Yeah, I thought she was a bit intrusive with this lady. Like, you came to my job. I would have kind of been a little upset. Like, you tracked me down. You came to my job. I'm glad that you like my work, but this is a bit intrusive. Like, couldn't you just have called me or text me at this point or something?
Well, I felt like, why isn't this, I mean, I understood it later, but I didn't understand why the woman wasn't excited. Like, I felt like she should be so flattered. Like, someone tracked her down. I would be like, I have 10 million more pieces. Do you want to sell them? Get me out of my crappy job at the bank? Like, I thought she would be so excited.
I just think it's the way that she did it.
Yeah,
going to her job.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Yeah, it's very humbling to have someone appreciate your art.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a way to do it.
Right.
You know, it's a little stalkerish.
Right. But it is like she says.
It is like nothing compared to what she does later.
Right.
Then I would have been like, you're nuts. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like she said, like, when the lady was like, you know, she wasn't excited because it's like her journal. I journal a lot, so I understand it. I wouldn't want nobody to pick up and read my journal. And if that's how you express yourself and do any type of healing or whatever you do in your painting, and just may so happen that he, Andrew, got it because she might have had to sell a piece for money or whatever. But I felt like it's all kind of intrusive. If she feels that way, of course she's not going to be excited. That's like somebody, like she said, that's like somebody coming to ask you. I mean, the whole labia was a lot to me.
I would be
like,
that's kind, like, no offense, but that's a bad analogy because you showed a peek of your labia in a video in 2008 on YouTube. Like, you were talking about your art. So I would think that you are comfortable having people know who you are and you're an artist.
Well, we find out a little bit later. And you know what? You're
then
right.
Then it made sense to me.
I would... If I had one piece of art that was floating out there and someone came to me and they're like, oh my God, I love your art, I want to see the rest, I'd be like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You're right, I'd be totally excited. But fast forward, we come to find, which, 1 o'clock in the morning? Oh, honey, you knock on my door.
And she leaves Diane,
who's
so messed up at the party by herself. I was like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you, and that's the thing, I think Francis right now, one of the a real estate guy taught me this, probably 20-something years ago. Persistence and determination equal achievement. Mm-hmm. And when you want to make something happen, it doesn't matter how you make it happen, you make it happen. Now, yes, it's a little on the stalker side.
Right.
But it's not that bad. Because, I mean, how many times I know for me, my phone is ringing, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm not returning that phone call. Or I get a text, I don't know who that is. I'm not. Or an email.
But if somebody shows up at my work, at my house at 1 o'clock in the morning, you will have
you
issues.
You can come to my work and tell me my art is great any day, and you're going to get me out of this job. But come to my house at 1 o'clock in the morning, I would be like, I'm calling the police. Like,
You're crazy. Yeah. I'm going to assume that you're crazy. Yeah.
And Fern is a novelist. I do have to shout you out.
Oh, you're so
Fern,
sweet,
if you had a
Jeff.
Fan come to you, even if they loved your novel,
oh
they came
Oh, my God.
One
if you came to where... If you found me at my house, I would be flattered. No. I would be so flattered.
But, no, guys, but I mean, Fern's book is great. You should check it out.
Oh, you got... Aww. You're so sweet, Jeff. Thank you.
And before we do that, Fern, name your book.
Oh, it's called Better in the Morning. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
Guys.
But it's one of those things where, you know, Sylvia knew at that point. She knew. She was like, I'm going to let her in. She's being very persistent. She sees something in my work. As annoyed as I am, I'm going to let her in because she says she's not going to leave. So if I don't let her in, I mean, she's a crazy white lady, but she's not a... You know what I mean? So she lets her in, and then you see all of the pieces of unfinished work. And then we come to find out the reveal, which is Sylvia was a working artist. She was represented by a big gallery, or a bougie gallery at some point. And when her art was no longer selling at the bougie gallery, they let her go. Now, as an artist, I would have been like, all right. Next.
Right.
You don't just give up because one idiot's like, sorry,
well,
you're not
artist,
good enough. We would never
I'm
survive.
An artist.
We would never
artists,
survive in this town.
Artists are very sensitive when it comes to their work.
Yes.
So if I'm not selling, for instance, I'll say this. I'm a host. I'm also a fashion stylist. So if I'm on IG and I see people like leaving my IG, I'll be like, oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not giving interesting stuff. I'm giving my heart, my soul. Yeah. Like, so it's kind of the same way as an artist. Artists can be, even though we're very strong people, artists are very sensitive when it comes to their work too. So if people are not buying and then you don't give me a chance to at least try my, to, you know, pick it up or, you know, give me the, because you have artist block too, you know, from writing. You have writer's block sometimes. Sometimes you just need more of a push.
Yeah.
And when I'm hot, you want me. And when I'm not, you don't. That's not cool because this is my heart and my soul right now. And I'm putting everything into it. And so if you're putting everything into it, which I'm pretty sure she did because you know, people were loving her work. It's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
And also, artists, you'll always remember that. When you put in something, like these big companies, you may pitch something. You put your heart and your soul in that pitch. When you pitch something, they're like, no, we don't want you next.
Right. But also,
you're like, what?
Artists are not the most business-minded people.
Yeah, no. Thing.
If, you know, a business person, when they have a roadblock, they don't, you know, take it as personally as a lot of artists do. Mm-hmm. You know? So they're able to, you know, kind of circumnavigate that roadblock. But artists, on the other hand, they take it so personally, and it seems like if their work is rejected, that they're rejected. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, a lot of artists don't push forward past these roadblocks.
Yeah. You know?
Her confidence was completely...
Yeah.
And it's crushed. So like, every single character had a storyline about worth. So she's another one. Like, she has zero worth in her ability now.
Yeah, it made this so much was sense. That was a good... Yeah, this was a worth.
Great, like, title personality. For, for this episode. And, by the end of their conversation, I almost said Dallas. Which we'll finish with that real quick before we get to predictions. But, by the end of their conversation, she's like, you know, you're super talented. Forget the art world. They are faking it. They don't know. They know as much as we know. So just do a piece for you and I. Like, she really wants to, you know, highlight her in the gallery. And she can still keep her bank job. She can finish her paintings. And if one sells, great. If it doesn't, no harm, no foul. You know what I mean? And it'll be interesting to see... Should the relationship take? Should it move forward? And where that goes? And, you know, there's that relationship with Sylvia and Francis. And then there's now Jackie, which we see Jackie at the very end in Dallas's office. Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone's in therapy, aren't they? I met someone. And we're going to see where the relationship between Jackie and Robert evolves to, because with him selling his house to her, which that'd be interesting in predictions. Predictions, I'm saying that. But, you know, him selling the house to her, what that road's gonna, you know, go down, because they're gonna have a lot of dealings with one another, especially because he's a contractor and she might want some changes. She might just go straight for him with the changes or not. She criticized the hell out of him. So we'll see. Any last thoughts before we get into predictions, ladies?
I'm ready to see that, if they continue next episode on that. I am ready to see what she says. Like, why? Like, she clearly, she says she met somebody, but they have not talked about that. Like, they haven't had a date. They haven't talked about it. Like, nothing. And she is already in woman zone, like, oh, I met someone.
Why is she in therapy?
Right. Like, why is she? And then what is Dallas gonna think
when she has all
this information?
Yeah,
right.
Because she can't, you know, she can't really say much. Like, oh, I know him.
Yeah,
I mean, she can refer herself to someone new because you know, conflicts of interest. But
oh, that's not in Dallas's thing.
Yeah, that's
Dallas
what I'm saying.
Will eat it all up.
Yeah, she's a meddler.
In violation of
meddler. Yeah,
she's a meddler. I mean, she was clearly banging freaking.
Tony's
little break, yes.
But I don't think that's meddling. I feel like that was her having a good time.
Right,
can we get some sex around here?
Yes.
It's not so much meddling. It's, I think Dallas is all about things being complicated. That's her world. Complicated things. The relationship with her son is complicated. The relationship with now Francis is complicated because the relationship with Tony is complicated. And now it's going to be complicated because she hates Robert. And now she will find out. I don't know. Let's get into some predictions and let's talk about this a little more. Predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yay. Woo. All right. So, ladies, where do we go? Who wants to start first?
I think Dallas figures it out and lets... who she's talking about, lets her keep talking, gets all kinds of dirt, and then blows it up at like a really inopportune time, like at the daughter's birthday party or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Way to put the nail in the coffin for the daughter.
And I'm so excited for next week because I love Amy Sedaris. I think she's a genius and I love her. And I feel like the theme of next week is, you know, like you can get divorced, but then you're divorcing a family too. So if she, like if you loved your in-laws, you have to like say goodbye to them too. Or if you hate your in-laws, you're like, I'm still stuck with this person. Yeah. And then we got divorced. So it'll be, I'm excited for next week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, honestly, I have the same prediction as last week. I think that Diane's going to cheat on Nick. I think it's only a matter of days.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if it's a matter of days, but I do think Diane may cheat or, like, meddle around with cheating on Nick. I think Nick is going to be actually hurt by it. And hopefully he'll open up more. I do want to see more of Sylvia, and her artwork and see if she works through that, with, 'cause the lady at the end actually wanted the painting. And that's when Frances was like, I don't know if I'm really selling that one. 'Cause basically she's like, I don't know if she's going to finish anything else. And I like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would like to see that, and then with Dallas and Jackie, I feel like she's going to, she's going to tell her everything, but I don't know. I don't know if Dallas is going to approach, because I feel like Dallas is a very upfront person. I don't know if Dallas is going to approach Robert about it or if she's going to approach Frances about it. Whichever one she does, she's going to approach somebody about it. Mm-hmm. But then again, hey, prediction, she may not, because they're divorced. Mm-hmm. There's no ties there but kids, so... what's his name? Andrew?
Is that
his name? Andrew. It's whatever with him. And I'm not, like, so into that. I might see where it goes. But I do want to continue to see the Frances and her daughter, Lillian.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see where that goes and how disrespectful she's being and how that all went down.
All right. I think, especially with next week's episode, it's going to be a lot about the family dynamic, mm-hmm. and then getting the extra, you know, with the sister coming in and dad possibly dying, and oh my God, how funny. Just go! Yeah. Go to the lake!
Play with Chester. Right?
Go play with Chester. That's so wrong. Yeah. But I think we're going to see the family dynamic really open up at that point, and we will see what happens with the children. How they react, who they, of course, they tend to go more towards, well, the daughter tends to go more towards mm-hmm. Robert, and Lila tends to go more towards Frances. But when you start throwing in aunts and uncles and grandpas and all yeah. of that, then we'll really see a lot open up with that. But I'm with you, Mo. Like, I am all about seeing the dynamic of Sylvia and Frances develop. Mm-hmm. And I think that there might be a little bit of a struggle at first because... You know, like you said, Sylvia is an artist, and artists are sensitive, and mm-hmm. clearly she's, you know, she's like, my work is shit, so she's got to get back in her head that it's not, and that there are people out there that want it.
Right,
and,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not for the socialites in the city. It could be for so mm-hmm. so many other people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Frances is...
Gallery. Yeah, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see that dynamic.
Because her gallery's struggling, too. Maybe she can bring something to it, something new and fresh.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then the other thing, too, I still think Dallas is going to be shagging Tony.
Me too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
They got that unspoken pin me against the wall chemistry that, I mean, first of all, we saw in the last episode he was really super kind to her after she walked into the
thing. Needed you last week. We were on the same page.
I'm like, he was really kind and nurturing and then like telling stories about his kid when he was a kid and all that happened to
yes.
him. And so... And then, of course, because he's a brash guy, he's the minute she was like, I was about to break up with you, he was like, what? But I think that was that's a temporary, because they have this chemistry, that kind of stuff always finds its way back to one another. I'm not saying they're going to be romantically, like,
in a relationship.
Married,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But there, that's going to continue mm-hmm. because that kind of sex you don't want to give up.
Right.
Right.
That is the kind. That I agree. That's the type of sex you don't want to give up, especially when you're single.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's my prediction. I'm like, they're still going to be banging and it's going to be hot and it's going to be like hate sex. Yeah. It's going to be the hate, like, I don't want you. I don't want you either, but I want you right now.
Yeah.
So that's where I see that going. And yeah, the Nick thing, yeah, Diane's totally. Yeah. I mean, I would be shocked if she doesn't.
If she doesn't, she may not. Sometimes Diane is unpredictable.
This is true. This is true.
She's mm-hmm. unpredictable because when she shot at him and he was in the hospital, she was, even though she was crazy, she was still there every day. She was, you know, really into being his wife and mm-hmm. like, I'm so like apologetic for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't know.
I think they're so screwed up that like she almost shot him. It made the relationship better. Now she's going to cheat on him and he's going to find out and then be like, it made the relationship better. Instead of like getting to the underlying, then you don't have these dramatic things to happen.
Yeah. Drama, drama, drama. Well, ladies, this has been a very, very,
fun.
Yeah, another fun episode, and we really appreciate you guys joining us. You can follow me, Miriam Gonzalez, Miriam L. Gonzalez on Twitter, or Miriam G1 on Instagram. Ladies, where can they follow you?
You can find me, Fern Ronay, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, or my website, fernronay.com.
Nice. You can find me at Upfront with Mo, Monique Loveless, and soon to come, MoniqueLoveless.com.
And you can find me at KT2WhatNow. Just show up in my apartment at 1 a.m.
And also watch me on Total Divas on Wednesday. This is the last episode for the season finale at 8 p.m. Total Divas.
Yes, yes. Let's do that. You can also follow us here on AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. And you can also, please, rate us, download us. Comment on iTunes, comment on this YouTube link. We really want to know what you guys think. Will Diane cheat? Will Dallas still keep shagging Tony? What's going to happen with Robert and Jackie? And will Sylvia start painting for Francis? We will see. But we appreciate you joining us here on AfterBuzz TV for another fabulous episode of HBO's Divorce. We will see you guys next Monday. We look forward to it. Until then, bye.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.